Hey guys, I'm Christina and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Someone's child died today. Yes, that may sound a bit dramatic, but on this day of all days in the Christian calendar, it's the most important thing to remember. Having been in the room when that particular event happens, I can assure you it is every bit as dramatic and heart-wrenching as you can imagine. It's an event that has the power to tear relationships you thought were solid completely apart. It changes you, even if it wasn't your child. A really good example of this is actually in Hamilton. Having lost his son Philip in a duel that he not only didn't stop, but effectively encouraged by giving him dueling pistols, Hamilton is having to work through the profound grief of having to bury your child and guilt for being partially to blame. It completely changes him. He moves uptown, starts appreciating the quiet that he previously couldn't stand, starts praying at church. He finds appreciation for a slower, more thoughtful, more deliberate way of life that his wife, Eliza, has been trying to get him to try for years. Most importantly, he repairs his broken relationship with Eliza, not through dazzling her with his brilliant rapid-fire wordsmithing, but through patience, understanding, and acceptance, both of the blame for Philip's death and that forgiveness in this case may be an unimaginable goal. I'm going to say that again. He makes all of these changes in his life and works to repair relationships, knowing that it may very well be too late for that, and forgiveness is not something to be assumed, and in fact may never come. We need to reflect on that posture today, the day that God sent his only son to die for our sins. Going into that part of the play, we know Eliza does eventually forgive Hamilton, as she's the one responsible for his story being told in the first place. And we know God will eventually forgive us for our sins because we have Easter. It's really easy to look at this day as a preview, a warm-up act to the big event of Christ's resurrection on Easter Sunday. But today is not that day. Today is the day that God buried his son. Today is the day he is suffering unimaginable grief, and we were the ones who handed Jesus the tools responsible for his death. Today is the day we need to let the grief change us. James 2:18 through 19 states, "But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds.' You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder." Today is a day of sitting with God in the wake of tragedy and changing into the person he wants us to be, not because we know we will be forgiven if we do, but because he's right. And the only way to show we understand that, the only way to show we understand the gravity of what just happened, is to choose to change in an equally profound way. So I'm going to do something I don't normally do in Devos. I'm going to lead us in a prayer that is directly riffing off of the song that inspired this Devo, because I think Lin-Manuel Miranda said it best. So please make sure you're safe, no driving or anything, and join me. Father, look at where we are. Look at where we started. I know I don't deserve you, God, but hear me out. That would be enough. If I could spare his life, if I could trade his life for mine, he'd be standing here right now, and you would smile, and that would be enough. I don't pretend to know the challenges we're facing. I know there's no replacing what you've lost, and you need time. But I'm not afraid. I know who I followed. Just let me stay here by your side. That would be enough. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.